If you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
right.
11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
There you have it. That's the whole premise for today's show. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Jacob Gans. You're connected to All Songs Considered. And 11-11-11 is coming up. I'm here. Jacob, God, is there a better moment in a movie than that?
There isn't. No, I mean, that last line is perfect.
That is, of course, Spinal Tap. And in honor of Spinal Tap, we're doing songs that you just have to crank up to 11 when you hear them, right? We'll do a blog post, and on 11-11-11, let's compile all of the really great ones into a nice list. So that'll be on the All Songs Considered blog. But for this show, we get to pick our own 11, or 5 and 5, and maybe 1 in common, huh?
Yeah. There were so many to pick from. I think we put this blog post up this morning, and there are already 100 comments on there and every single one of them was something like that I was kicking myself for not picking.
Well, what do you want to pick?
So I know one that we have in common. I think that this is a good place to start. It's pretty undeniable. Let's start off with Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers. Let Jonathan Richman count us off.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
bye-bye. There's a song that, for all its love that it's gotten over the years, when they did the song, nobody heard it. I mean, this is the early 1970s. Band
nobody
formed.
Even heard the record for right. years after yeah. they recorded it, right?
Yeah, they tried to do a record for Warner Brothers, I think, and John Cale was producer. They never finished the record, and then Richmond had a whole different idea of songs he wanted to do, and it wasn't until years later when the band was long gone that the record came out and just was such a force.
I feel like that's a record that comes back with every generation. Like there's a summer when all your friends discover that first Modern Lovers record, yeah.
Let's do something this century. And I'm curious how this is going to unfold because I know a bunch of my tunes are not of this century, but they all have quite a drive and rhythm.
That's a key. I think some sort of interesting, sort of usually crunchy sound is in there as well.
Yeah. That's why you want to turn it up, right? You want to like get that visceral feel.
Exactly.
And that happens to me for this song by LCD Sound System. It's called All I Want. I could well have played Heroes by David Bowie, which is what this song is, but this one has a little more energy for all its modern production, and it's just a great, great song.
It's from their latest album, from their latest their last album, right?
Right. This Is Happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
wish I was in the studio for that. And they made that record.
Yeah, I wish I was in the studio for almost anything that James Murphy did. It sounds like he, I would bet that he has good equipment and he likes to listen to things loud.
He is a sound nut, and I like that about him. And in fact, oh, this is going to get me on a tangent. Can I go on a tangent?
Go on a tangent. We can cut this later, right?
Well, I'm cutting it, so I may not cut it, which is volume. It's something actually I've been thinking about for a while now, having been to the music festival we were at, Moog Fest. Mm-hmm. We talked about this when we were there. So over and over again now, I've been going to shows, and we went to a bunch at Moog Fest where I've had to wear earplugs, and it's really disconcerting because, A, I hate wearing earplugs, but B, the music's gotten so loud in so many venues and some of the electronic stuff especially is so piercing that you can't help but do it. I can't help but do it. We were at that Tim Heckert show. I was 400 feet from the stage, right? We were together. Yep. And it was piercingly loud. And so I want to do a blog post about volume, about the responsibility. Like, who's responsible? Is it the band? Is it the venue? Is it the...
Do you take on that responsibility when you go to the concert?
Right.
Yeah, to protect your own ears.
So, I'll write about that and think about that.
LCD Sound System, actually. I was at an LCD Sound System show, I think, in 2005, and I know what it feels like to cross the threshold of pain in terms of volume.
Right.
Because of that show.
It feels good. However, there is a cost.
I don't know, yeah.
So why don't you pick one? We're doing songs that are 11, songs that you want to crank to 11 the moment you hear that opening note.
One of the things I like about that LCD Sound System song is how much stuff there's going on over sort of that huge swelling guitar and synth that's in that song. The song that I'm going to pick, it starts off maybe sounding like something you're not going to play loud. It starts off with a little bit of twinkling noise and then whispering, strangely enough, but then it turns very quickly into something that you don't really feel like you have a choice. It's you have to turn it up loud. It kicks off like a gunshot.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's the national underground thunderbounds when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants up? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit, trying not to sweat. Hit somersaults without the net. But this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999. I'm ready, anything goes. Be what you wanna be, long as you know consequences are given for living defenses. Too high to jump in jail. Too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot. Then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came in the mail. I'm scared as an arm and hammer. So go grilling a baby mama. Black hair lacking a pack of pebbles. Stack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. When not really, it was bad all along. Before you left ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe there's always more. Still stay free. Big things happen every time we meet. Like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcasts romping up and down the street. Slam back, Cadillac, by five niggas, they 75 MCs. Freestyling to the beat, cause we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you throwed the punch. Supposed to meet you good, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit it, rag, top. Before you re up, get a laptop. Make a bending for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dust and cold. Wrecking number four, but we on the roll. Hold up, slow up, stop. Control like Janet, planet, stank on the Azonia. Moving like floor, come straight to Florida. Lock all your windows and block the quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the women's in order. Like a three-piece bitch before I cut your daughter. Your kettle talk on bail, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the five. I'm a microphone fiend trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, well, you bet not high. Cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride.
That's a song where the bass is the lead there. That's what's happening. For a lot of things I picked, it seemed like the guitar was the lead factor. We'll see how this plays out in our
different eras of, right. of loud music. Yeah. What do you have next?
Well, actually, I was thinking about the only one song that I have that it kicks off with the bass as the lead, but then turns into this phenomenally freaked out guitar piece that Phil Manzanera is playing. It's a Brian Eno song. We've talked about Brian recently. He's been on my mind recently, having gone to Moogfest. Third Uncle is on Brian Eno's solo record, Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. I hesitate to say his best record, because anytime I put one of his records on, it's his best record. But this song came on randomly as I was thinking about songs that you want to crank to 11, and I did. So it totally passed the test. It's called Third Uncle. That's a wicked guitar.
Yeah, that sounds good, nice and big.
So there are real different worlds of listening to loud music. Like the Brian Eno is a pretty damn obscure in many ways. It certainly was at the time. He didn't sell any records back then. I think most people, when they think of cranking up, they think of pop music. They think of turning up the radio that they're listening to and that song comes on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the instinct, right? I mean, you're listening to the radio and something comes on and you either reach to change the channel or you reach to crank it, right?
Yeah, it's the original like button, exactly. You know, right? Only there was no feedback. If the station could have gotten that information that you turned the dial up.
Someday.
Yeah.
Someday they'll be able to hear
that'll
it.
Be the dream.
For me, one of those songs that if that technology existed, I would have sent a lot of feedback to radio stations would have been this song by Kelly Clarkson, who is an artist who's, you know, started off very much in the pop world, coming through American Idol, and has sort of, you know, like has sort of built up some indie cred with songs like Since You've Been Gone. This song, I feel like, satisfies pretty much all of her fan bases between the huge pop hooks and also sort of a crunchier guitar sound that I feel like appeals to definitely to the crank it side in me. Uh-huh. It's called I Do Not Hook Up.
Sweetheart, put the bottle down. You got too much talent. I see you through those bloodshot eyes. There's a cure, you found it. Slow motion sparks, you caught that chill. Now don't deny it. But boys will be boys, oh yes they will. They don't wanna define it. Just give up the game and get into me.
Kelly Clarkson. I have to say, Jacob, we are we have like 6 weeks we're going to be together. It's been really fun. We did Moogfest together and so forth. Robin Hilton's not here because he's now a dad. He and his wife had a lovely new son.
Congratulations, Robin.
Yeah, awesome. So he'll be off for a little bit. And And I'm enjoying shows with you. I do have to say, though, I was thinking of maybe I'd kind of slip you a Mickey on this show because I wanted to pick 11 songs.
Yeah, I think that, well, I'll let you have the
answer. And knowing that Kelly Clarkson might have pushed off the Ramones or a Gang of Four or, you know, a Roxy Music Cut or Television.
You can hear some. You can hear some of that. I know. You can hear that Kelly likes all those bands.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know what it is, but it'll never happen for me. That's my shortcoming.
All right, so what you got?
All right, sure. Here's the Smiths. How Soon Is Now?
I'm the sun and the air. The shyness that is criminally vulgar and summoner of nothing really in particular. You shut your mouth, how can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody. We'll be right back.
I think that topped Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, come on.
That was the Smiths from their Meet Is... Actually, it wasn't really on Meet Is Murder. It was a B-side of a single, of all things.
It's on the U.S. version.
Yeah, that's true. Does that count?
We'll settle that off the air.
All right.
I've got another one. This is a band that started off as a couple of remix DJs. They're from France. It's called Justice. I guess they would be Justice in France. This song is called Phantom, and I think the only way to describe this song is that it wants to be played as loud as possible.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh,
We're playing the songs that you just want to crank up to 11. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Jacob Gans on All Songs Considered. There's a blog post. Go and put your song there. Also on Twitter, at All Songs. You can follow us there if you do. The hashtag is Songs to 11, the number 11, Songs to 11.
I think if I can come up with a criteria that you want to satisfy when you're playing songs that you want to play aloud, the song within the lyrics contains almost all of them. It's by Elastica. It's from their self-titled album. And this is a song about driving, about drinking, about hanging out with your friends, right, and about loud music itself. Jimi Hendrix and Thin Lizzy in particular. This song is called Annie.
That's great. So I need to play the Ramones. Some bands have songs you crank up to 11. The Ramones are a band you have to crank up to 11. Everything they do. There's not a quiet song for them. So let's play I Want to Be Sedated. Could have picked one of 100 songs, but I'll pick that one. Show there,
but then we wouldn't be up to 11.
That's
we
right.
got it. We got two. We got to get two more songs in.
Great.
All right. So one more. It's going to sound similar. This band definitely owed a huge debt to the Ramones. This band has a little bit of a sad story. The three members were killed in a car crash, but not before they put out one really perfect album of guitar rock. This is the Exploding Hearts, and this song is called Modern Kicks.
I love that you're playing a bunch of stuff that you crank to 11 that I don't know. I don't know this group, so chastise me.
She says, I don't care.
I don't care.
Elle is breaking loose. She says, I don't mind.
I don't
she
mind.
Got things to say of her kind. Little white lies with magic suits and ties that put her in her place. And I'm all alone and I'm getting stoned, staring up in space. It makes me shiver, it makes me shake. You wanna get.
We're on our 11th song. This is going to be it. But you're going to add, everybody out there is going to add to this list. But everyone's out there saying they haven't yet played, you name it, My Bloody Valentine. We hadn't played Radiohead, haven't played
The Pixies, Black Sabbath. There are great commenters who've said amazing things on there. And yeah, every single one of them is. It made me want to go home and curl up in a ball and play music as loud as I possibly could.
That's a great idea. Take the rest of the day off with pay.
Sure, sweet.
All right, good. We'll see you. I'm going to do, for me, if I was listening to the show, it would have to be Led Zeppelin. Like how the, and in honor of Robin Hilton, who, if he were here, well, we would have probably played 11 Led Zeppelin songs. So,
don't wake the baby.
Yes, well, he's going to be waking the baby now. Here we go. Let's play Kashmir, one of the greatest songs of ever all time, and at any band in any era. There's nothing like this song. Do you like this song?
I love this song.
Okay, yeah. Does anybody not like this song?
Maybe people whose ears don't go to 11 or hearts.
I think it's hearts because right through the ears goes right to the heart. That's why you crank it up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jacob Gans.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. Oh, my God. Here it goes. It's All Songs Considered. Thank you.
Yellow